Grey Shadow back to the inside from Viridine, giving a slap with the whip from Ashlaw, Spirit of Aquata, then I Am Someone, Jungle Edge full bore at the 200 from Tavasan, now Viridine getting into its work from Ashlaw, Jungle Edge at the 100, Viridine three quarters of a length away, Jungle Edge is going well, it's a muddy marvel, Jungle Edge one from Viridine, I Am Someone for third, then Ashlaw Intuition.
It is a muddy marvel. There is no doubt about that. A great call once again by Matt Hill. Jungle Edge, the highlight anywhere in Australia over the weekend. A phenomenal win in the Sir John Monash Stakes. His 19th career victory from 82 starts, and his prize money now sits at a remarkable $1.7 million and $50,710 to be exact. And for Jade DeRose, who has spent so much time with Jungle Edge off the track in preparing for the big day, it was a magical moment and beautifully ridden indeed. And it is our great pleasure to say good morning to Jade. Congratulations, that must have given you a great thrill on Saturday.
Good morning. Yeah, that was unbelievable. Still can't believe it, listening to that.
you've got such a connection with Jungle Edge, and he seemed to travel very comfortably during the run. You didn't have it your own way, though. What were your thoughts throughout?
I sort of listened to the morning show, I think, and the horse that Ben Mallon was on, they were happy to take a sit, so I just assumed he'd roll along and lead. And no, the other horse jumped really well, so Edge was happy to take a sit and just travel beautiful.
Ed is his nickname, obviously. Now, during the run, when you've got Viridine on your outside, ridden by Damien Oliver, the mighty Godolphin team chasing you down, what goes through your mind?
I wasn't really thinking about anything. I just knew I was travelling really well, and the last 200, I was hoping nothing was coming.
What's he like? You know him better than anyone, along with Mick Bell.
Yeah, he's a quirky horse. He's really quiet most of the time, but he does work in earmuffs because he's very reactive to noise. So when the earmuffs are off, he's very naughty. But when they're on, he's pretty relaxed and just flops around like an old goat.
Well, we spoke to Mick last week and he said he's prancing around like he's a two-year-old, not a rising 10-year-old. What makes him so special?
I think he's just such a good wet tracker, and he's so honest, and he can cruise along at such a good high speed that he just does his own work and finds it comfortable.
Well, that was his 82nd race start, and as I said, he's rising 10, but the way he's going, the way he feels to you, how much longer will we get to see the champ in action?
Well, he hasn't put in a bad run for such a long time, so you couldn't even imagine when that would be. Yeah, they can just keep racing them while they're happy and well, and Mick does such a good job keeping him well, so couldn't see it in the future. So, yeah, he could just keep going for another few years.
Now, why did it take Mick so long to wake up to the fact that you should be riding him on race day?
Who knows? It's just one of those things. I'd been riding him and trolled him a couple of times, and I'm not really sure, but I'm so glad that eventually I got the chance to ride him, and now they've been wrapped. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, that was just your fifth ride on him, and you've won two races. You finished third on two occasions, both in group races. The races you've won have been listed Group 3, and the only miss was in the Group 1 Galaxy. So it's a pretty envious record.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So so glad they've given me the opportunity to finally ride him, because we get along so well and he just likes to run for me, so I'm just wrapped.
We know how it's changed Mick's life. How's he changed your life? You've got a young family, you're training as well as riding, winning group races and listed races, the features. Are these things that you ever dreamt of in your career?
I must say definitely not, because I've sort of always just been in the bush and battled along, get a few rides here and there. Nothing real special, but, yeah, couldn't have even imagined that this would have happened, you know, like heading into whenever I decide to retire. So, yeah, you wouldn't think it would happen after all this time, but it did.
Do you get nervous?
Always. Definitely. Going into each race, I try not to think about it until I do my form and the speed the day of instead of the night before, because otherwise I think about it too much. So try to not think about it as long as possible, so it's not so long to be nervous.
And what about your family? I know you've got a little boy, I think it's Riley. Does he just love Jungle Edge and mum riding winners on the big stage?
Yeah, I'm so lucky that Riley and Brendan, they're like the first people to ring once that stuff happens. And yeah, I think Riley gets really excited now. He doesn't really like horses, but he's been down to the track to see Edge one morning, so he must enjoy it a little bit.
And I saw Mick on Saturday. He started the campaign for a slot in the Everest. What do you think that'd be like?
That would be a dream come true. I know he's been chasing it for a long time. Whether it happens, I don't know, but he's doing his best work to get it done, because you don't often come across horses like this in smaller stables. So he's, yeah, trying to do everything he possibly can.
And you, as a dual licence holder, a trainer and a jockey, you mentioned he's just such a good wet tracker. What is the reason for that? And what's the difference between a horse that can handle a wet and not handle a wet? Is it their galloping style, or can you put a finger on why?
There's no real... You can't explain it. You just... When they jump out of the gates, you'll know straight away if they're going to travel or not. And he just gets through it like it's a good four. Like, he's just on top of the ground and he can just run at such a good speed through the wet where a lot of horses can't. He's just, yeah, there's no reason why. It just happens. Some of them are just amazing on it, and he is.
Are you checking the weather like Mick every 24 hours when he's running?
I check as soon as he accepts, then I start looking, hoping that it's just going to keep raining.
Well, with a bit of luck, we'll see you back in a fortnight for the Bletchingley, and then who knows, it could well be a fairy tale road towards the Everest. We know it always rains in Sydney, so that's one thing that's in your favour.
Let's hope we can get there. Well, I've only got the one in work, and he's probably not far off retirement. He's been a little bit disappointing this prep and towards the end of last preparation, so he'll probably have a run in a couple of weeks and see where we're at after that.
That's Parwin?
That is Parwin. Yeah, he's been such a good horse, but because he's got a lot of problems and that, I think it's just taking its toll on him a little bit, so he's finding it a bit tougher.
Well, he helped you create history at Flemington when you trained and rode for the first time with his victory there, and now at Jungle Edge. It'd be hard to pick the favourite, wouldn't it? You'd have two big pictures up on the walls at home.
You are right. So I can't pick a favourite, because I didn't think I'd ever be riding horses like this. And then I was lucky enough to get one myself. So, no, I can't separate them. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
Well, Jade, enjoy the ride while it continues, and long may it continue. We all love the Jungle Edge story, and let's hope it continues. Well done on the weekend.
Beautiful. Thank you.